This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Former Littleton Public School bus aide Kiara Jones was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison Wednesday. CPR's Ava Keon tells us she was charged with abusing 3 disabled children.
The children in the lawsuit are nonverbal and autistic. Bus surveillance cameras caught the abuse. At the sentencing, their parents shared the changes they saw in their children after the abuse. They say they've become withdrawn and aggressive. Here's Devin Vestal.
It's going to take a lot of healing. As recently as yesterday, the bus goes by and he hears the noise and his head snaps over, and I can't think anything other than he's wondering if we're about to make him get on that bus.
Vestal says he's happy she's going to prison, but the sentence feels like a bit of a letdown. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Attorney General Phil Weiser sued the Trump administration Wednesday over the fate of an aging coal plant. In December, Energy Secretary Chris Wright ordered Craig Unit 1 to stay open a day before it was slated to close. The Department of Energy has since denied Colorado's request to reconsider its decision. At a renewable energy conference in March, Weiser said the coal plant would burden Coloradans with extra costs.
Coal plants like the one in Craig are not only dirtier sources of energy, but more expensive and less reliable.
Colorado has sued the Trump administration around 60 times since last January. It's a wrap on the first season of lift-served winter sports at Cuchara Mountain Park, about 75 miles southwest of Pueblo. After years of work, volunteers with a nonprofit organization got an old chairlift approved to again carry passengers. The ski season there ended Sunday amidst a warm winter with low snowfall. The Huerfano County-owned park also offers a variety of summer activities like disc golf, hiking, and mountain biking. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.